worship, just as prayer is part of worship, just as communion is part of worship, so also is singing. So, in as much as singing is part of our worship, it's very important that we learn how to sing. Not just to sing in a way that we feel is good, but to sing in a way that is acceptable unto God. Because according to Colossians 3:16, it is such that gives an acceptable worship unto God. You know, for us to admonish one another in hymns, in spiritual songs, and of course also in prayer. So, since this is the first time we're taking this in general class, it's going to be like I'm going to start all over again. For those of us who are regular in our Wednesday classes, we've actually got some extent, and I believe that some of us in Wednesday Bible class, we can come up to teach songs, right? Brad George. Brad George, I'm sure can come up to even start up with something. But because it's the first time that some of us are actually coming into this, it's going to look like we're actually starting from the middle. So I'm going to start all over again. And in taking this up, you permit me to use a pointer in the form of this. And again, singing is more of from the heart. And we keep recommending that while singing, you need to sit upright, not clutching your shoulder, open up your chest. It's always recommended that you inhale deeply and exhale. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. And there's always a pattern in singing, you know, which we're going to be taking all of this. Before you take up any pitch in any hymn, you need to inhale so that while you sing out at every break in the hymn, as you're going to be singing over time, you take a moment to inhale, so it helps you to maintain the tempo as you sing. So, a lot of things we're going to be learning in this song practice. We're going to be learning the notes, that is always very fundamental in song classes. We're also going to be learning about pitch, how high and how low your song is. So, what we see in our typical hymn books, there are always pitches, and it's always recommended that you don't start with a very high pitch, because by the time you get to the middle, you're off, you cannot be able to sustain the hymn. So all of those things, the time signatures, how fast, how slow, how sharp, how flat, all of those things we're going to be learning in our song. So we take up the first slide. It's just for us to understand that we have seven notes. We have seven notes, and it's for us to recognize these seven notes. First of all, we have, of course, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, but it's actually seven. The Do comes in that shape, and for you to be a good singer, not professionally Do, but because it is required in worship and because of the pattern in our hymn books, it's very necessary that you understand the shapes of each of these notes. So we have Do. Okay, it's actually from the top. Do is in the triangle shape. You have Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, and then of course the Do. So you might just have a picture of this, or you note it down so you'll be able to recognize the shape. It's very necessary that you recognize the shape, because the pattern of most of our hymn books, not all of our hymn books, some hymn books have what we call the round notes in the lines and the spaces, while some have what we call the shape notes. It's much easier for the shape notes because you know which one is the Do, which one is Re, which one is Mi, Fa, and all that. So before we move on, we're going to train our voices. It is very essential in all song practice classes, training the voices. So you clear up the airways. Next slide, please. And while we do that, so we have it represented on this, as time goes on, we're going to understand what this shape is, why we have this 4-4, it's not 4-over-4, but it's not 4-4. We're also going to understand the stems and the spaces, the lines and the spaces, and what their functions are, and all that. All of those things will be taken up as we move on in our classes. So we're going to start, and remember, sit upright, don't fold your arms, allow the air to go in free through your diaphragm, and then we're going to take it. I'll take it first, and then after that, we all will take it as much as we can to allow airways through, so that by the time we start singing, we don't break in between. Remember, you need to inhale deeply before you take your first pitch, first note, so it will be able to sustain you all through. So, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. So, yeah, we sing a particular hymn, it's in a particular pattern. You go to America, it's still the same pattern. You go to Africa, it's still the same pattern. And hence, whenever there is a song being written by a composer, you have the songwriter and then you have the composer. So those who write the songs and also those who compose the song. So the composer has the way and the pattern he intends the music to be taken. So these are fundamentals that lead us into how we take a standard hymn. Also in part of our voice training, you can also take a softer note in this way. Do, re, mi, fa, mi, fa, sol, la, sol, la, ti, do. Do, ti, la, sol, so, fa, mi, fa, mi, re, do. Can we take it? Can we? Yes, we can. Let's try. Just go with me as you can. It's just gradual. These are just the rudiments. Over time, we'll get used to it.
Do, re, mi, re, mi, fa. Fa, sol, fa, sol, la, sol, la, ti, la, ti, do. Do, ti, la, sol, la, sol, fa, mi, fa, mi, re, do.
Yes. So we can. We can. Beautiful. Yeah, we go two more times, then we'll now take a standard hymn. that we see the application of these notes in the standard hymn, and thereafter we see how far we can go.
Do re mi re mi fa mi fa so.
Don't mind the second one for now. So for the purpose of this class being the first class, we are going to take a general voice, which is that of the treble. So we're taking only the first notes at the top. Ignore the second, the third, and the fourth for now. Now, the first note up there is what note do we have there?
Mi.
Mi note. Then, first one is Mi.
Re.
Do. Yeah. Now, good. So that means that we can now tell the shape of the notes, right? Which is the first thing we need to understand. The next thing again is to know at which line, okay, this is on the first space, this comes below the first space, that comes below, that goes higher, on like that. So, if we're going to take this, let's assume ground zero, as you guys don't know this hymn, and you picked up the hymn, but because you know how to tune a song, you just need to tune it with the notes. So for every song lover, music lover, the first thing that makes you to understand what the music is all about are the notes and their position on the lines and the spaces. So this goes Mi, Re, Do, Sol. Note the position either higher or lower. But recall, before you pitch any music, inhale, so you're going to sustain as you move on the music. So we go, I'll take it first all through. Take it again, then following the time signature. Mi, Re, Do, Sol, Fa, Sol, La, Sol. So Mi, So Do, Ti, Ti, La, So Fi, So. I'll take it again. Mi, Re, Do, Sol, So, Fa, So, La, So. So Mi, So Do, Ti, Ti, La, So Fi, So. Yeah, I know you might ask, but this is Fa, so why am I pronouncing it Fi? We're also going to know why, because we have a sharp sign by it. So there's a reason why Fa at this point is pronounced Fi. We're also going to learn all of that as we move on. So gradually, I'm going to take the whole hymn with the notes. So when I get to this, let's just go to the next line. Mi, Re, Do, Sol, Sol, Fa, Sol, La, Sol. So Mi, So Do, Ti, Ti, La, So Fi, So. Mi, Re, Do, Sol, Sol, Fa, Sol, La, Sol. Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Re, Do, Re, Ti, Do. So, 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 Do, So, La, 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 So. So, if we assume that we don't know this hymn at first and picking up with all the notes, you can tune a song and then you pick up the song itself. So, we will understand the notes much as we take this, and I want us to pitch along as I take it. I hope that we'll take this up and then we'll go back to old happy day. Not that we'll take old happy day with the notes, but just for us to understand how fast when we sing the hymn can take or how slow we will take the hymn. So like I said, this is a 9-8 time signature on this music. It is sharp, so it's not to be taken too fast as intended by the composer. So we use this to learn more about the pitch of the music and also for us to recognize much of the notes as we go on. If you can, follow me. We'll take this like three times, then we'll move on to the next line of the music. This is me, the first note, that's a treble. Remember, I said we're going to be taking just the treble part of the hymns because it's more of the first class this morning. As we move on in our music class and as we progress, we're going to share ourselves into the various parts of the music, having the treble at the top, the alto next, then the tenor, and then the bass. And we are also going to recognize our various voice parts and share ourselves into those various parts as we take a hymn. And trust me, when we have the four parts complete and taking the music as it is intended, you will love music. I listen to an a cappella group singing. If you listen to complete a cappella music with all the four parts complete, you will understand how beautiful it is to sing without instruments. It's much more interesting than even singing with musical instruments. So we're going to take the notes, just this first stanza, like up to three times, then move on to the next line until we get to the chorus. After that, we'll come back and take the lyrics to blend it in with the notes. If you can, follow me. If you follow me, it's easier for you to start recognizing the notes and how to pitch and tune the hymn. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Great. Mi re do sol sol fa sol la sol. Cannot meet up, but I believe that for those of us who have been coming in on Wednesdays, we are like, you know, some heavy. So we'll take it one more time, again, and then after this, we'll combine it with the lyrics. Remember, we're taking it again with the notes that we've learned, the shaped notes, and bit by bit, we'll grab up with it. So we'll take the notes one more time. After the notes, then we'll take the wordings or the lyrics of the hymn. We go.
Mi re do sol sol fa sol la sol.
The lyrics once more, and after that,
I'll just show us something, another hymn. This is more like a general overview. We'll start learning how we take each of these, what these signs all mean, how fast, how slow, and how we can actually picture in the song. But it's just for us to understand how the notes guide us in taking the hymn. So we'll take the words again one more time. As we are tuned, then we'll see how well we go.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine, heir of salvation, fortress of God, born of His Spirit.
Signature is meant to be fast. Let's take a whole happy day.
Is there a question?
Okay. Oh, happy day. Now, I'm going to touch with this. This is a 3-2 song. And time for me just to actually go into this. But again, a 3-2 song is also meant to be fast. But because of the beat, not as fast as I found a friend in Jesus. If you can, you can just follow me, but I'll just quickly take the notes from the first down to the chorus, then after that we'll take the lyrics. Assume grand zero, if I mean grand zero, we don't know the hymn. So you just open up this hymn and you sing the notes, tuning the notes to align with the rhythms of the song. So do re mi, so do re mi, so do re mi, so do re mi, mi fa mi re, do fi re do. So do re mi, so do re mi, mi fa mi re. Let's start over again. So do re mi, so do re mi, mi fa mi re. So I just needed to ask, so I don't go too fast and then we get cut off in between. But what I will do, because we are actually running out of time, is before we close the class again, I will go back to the shape of the notes. So if possible, take down the shape of the notes, know which sign is do. Like we said, that is the sign for do, the upper one. Then you have the re, you have mi. So we need to know the shape of each of the notes. That is the fundamental. So once we go to recognize the shape of the notes, with time, we'll understand how to pitch. So is lower, do goes higher, re goes higher, mi goes higher. So you go, it goes so. Do, re, mi. That's the reason why. But then it takes us back again to the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. Yeah. Yeah. For all our classes, we'll be taking this first. Do is lower. Re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. So, the higher the notes, the line, the higher your pitch. Okay? So if you're coming low, your pitch drops. If you're going high, your pitch goes higher. And that's the reason why when we started, the do is on the lower line, next by the re. So it goes do. If you, for those who play the piano, do. The same do can also be but on a higher pitch of do, 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 re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do, so when we now take our hymn, you see the position of each of the notes, it goes in line with how you pitch your do, re, mi. Okay? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. For those of the more senior higher classes, you still have another do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, re, mi, fa, and then then just keeps going higher and higher, you know, with the pitch. So once you're able to understand this basic concept, then you can pitch a hymn. Do, lower pitch. Next one, re, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do, do, ti, la, do, ti, la, so far, mi, re, do. So when we started, okay, most of us came in a little bit later, pitching the hymn, do, re, mi, fa, sol, fa, sol, la, la, ti, do. Do, ti, la, sol, la, so far, mi. So, getting this and understanding the shapes of each of the notes, but then we'll go back to Oh Happy Day. Taking this picture now into Oh Happy Day, continuing the hymn, you now see your saw is on a lower pitch. So, bring me. So do re mi, so do re mi, mi fa mi re, do mi re do. See how it goes up and down, following the same do re mi fa sol la ti do. So do re mi, so do re mi, mi fa mi re. Do, mi, re, do. So, do, re, mi. So, do, re, mi. Mi, fa, mi, re. Do, mi, re, do. Now, this is a bit technical. Now, you see, this is coming in between. Mi, fa,
mi.
Thank you. Mi, fa, sol, do, re, mi. Mi, fa, mi, re, do, mi, re, do. Now, why I have to take this is also to help us, because most times in our worship, sometimes the pitch of the hymn tends to be so high. And so if you're starting this Oh Happy Day on a very high pitch, at this point, you might just kind of get off with breath. So remember in Haiti, mi, fa, sol, do, re, mi, mi, fa, mi, re, do, mi, re, do, sol, 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 la, sol, mi, sol, 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 sol.
But the essence of these two hymns, the Blessed Assurance and also the Sorrows, to understand that before we take a hymn, look at what is written there. 4-4-3-2-3-3-3-4 means that the song is to be taken faster. And if it's 9-8, 6-8, the higher, then the lower. We'll also go through why and how we can tune that. So I'll just tune this in without a note. We'll take this to prep us up for the songs that we will be singing as we go on in our worship. Another thing again that we'll also be learning is you see each of the notes have their various beats, their counts, their chord counts. How long you stay on this note before you move to the next note, how long you also stay on this note before you move to the next note, and all that. So
This has its own count, its own count, its own count. This note is not shaded. There's also a dot by the side. It also has its own count. And what this dot also does to that is also there. Same with this and also, of course, as we have in all of these. These are the points that we're going to be learning in our classes. So I'll just tune this in. And after that, we'll end up. We'll take the entire stanza of this hymn. It's a happy day, so I think we should actually take this. So it's tuned. So do re mi, so do re mi. Oh, happy day, that fits my choice. Remember, inhale, exhale, inhale. So when you take this pitch, remember you inhale, don't pitch it too high so you don't get cut off in between. And for each of the breaks that you have there, it gives an opportunity for you to inhale, if possible, so you keep sustaining. You get to this point again, you inhale, no happy day, that fits my choice. So I'll tune it after my tune, you take it. My time signature. Oh, happy day, that fits my choice, all in my Savior and my God.
Oh, happy day, that fits my choice, all in my Savior and my God. The day is done, we have rejoiced, and tell his
Yes,
thank you very much for this very explosive tree.